Hello and welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast. My name is Jordan Green and I am your host for the next 20 minutes, within the next 20 minutes to an hour, possibly 3 days.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I have a special guest here with me today. His name is Kevin Shaw. He's going to be joining in. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Jordan.
He's going to be joining us in conversation today, talking about nothing, because this is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. So I wanted to announce that this is officially episode 4. Can you believe this?
It's kind of crazy.
I cannot believe that we have made it all the way to episode 4. I'm pretty excited. We have a lot of guests lined up. We have so many sponsors now, I can't even keep track. We have a whole list here. Let me just read off a few. Sam, Stuart, Bob, Chuck, and Susan. Thanks, Susan. I really appreciate that. I met all these people this past week, and they said, you know what? I'll give you a dollar.
Oh, look at that.
I know. And I said, okay, I'll take it. And just roll with it, you know. Nice. I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that we do have a website. It is thegreenhousepodcast.com. And, of course, we have an email that you can also email us at if you want to be a sponsor today. You can email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com. And, of course, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter. Our Twitter handle is greenhousepod. Very unique. I think so. And then, of course, we have...
It's sexy.
I think so. And then, of course, we have the Greenhouse Podcast is our Instagram. And, you know, the Instagram is actually getting really popular now. I'm surprised.
Is it still called The Instagram?
It's called... I think that was Facebook.
Yeah.
The Facebook. No, this is... Was it called The Instagram? I think it was.
I don't think it was.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
I think it was in cursive, the logo.
Yeah.
The Instagram.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'll have to do some research later.
Bet we could Google it.
Bet we could.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I get so lazy, I don't even want to Google anymore.
Right. No, I've been there.
Like, oh, man, I have to pull out my phone. Yeah. Or I have to raise my wrist.
Or you pose a question to a group and wait to see who's going to take the time to get the phone out of the pocket.
Yeah, let's see who goes first. Let me just ask, okay, who's going to Google it now? Yeah, that's always the challenge. Yeah, so Kevin, welcome to the show.
And thanks for having me. You know, I'm kind of excited. I know you said this is episode 4.
Episode 4.
You know, episode 4 historically has been like a really good episode. You got to think about it. So I love Star Wars, right? Episode 4. That was fantastic.
Holy crap.
That was the very first, right?
Yeah.
The very first Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where we get introduced to, you know, amazing characters. And actually the fourth book was my favorite Harry Potter movie. Harry Potter movie. I didn't actually read the books, so I don't know. I don't know how the book would be. But
it's your favorite Harry Potter movie.
It has dragons.
Was it the fourth movie, though?
Yeah. Yeah, they did them in order. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It has dragons and stuff.
I'm always surprised how well people do when creating movies out of books.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like if I was to write a book and have somebody come up to me and say, hey, we want to make a movie out of your book, I'd be super nervous at first.
Yeah.
But then I'd be like, I really want to know how you're going to do this. How are you going to make this real life and make it on like visual?
That's why they call it movie magic, I guess.
It's mind blowing. So yeah, episode 4.
Episode 4.
How about that?
How about that indeed?
Yeah. So well, welcome to the show. Have you ever been on a radio show before?
I actually, in college, hosted a radio show.
No.
Yeah.
Was it a podcast?
It was not a podcast. It wasn't that cool.
Were podcasts existing at that time?
Not really. I mean, podcasts existed, but the iPhone didn't.
Oh, man.
So, you know, you got to think about that.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so it didn't really, it hadn't really taken off.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very good. I remember my first time doing a radio show.
Yeah.
They had somebody kind of like mentoring me.
Mm.
And it got to the part where I was supposed to talk, and I just...
You just started talking.
Nope. I just sat there.
Oh, you just sat there.
Got really nervous.
But you were the host.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It wasn't good.
Wait, so how were you not yet talking and the show was going?
Well, it wasn't really like... You're the host. That's a fair question. I wasn't really a host in the sense of like an interview.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know, I was supposed to talk about stuff during different segments and then like play music.
Nice. Yes.
But I didn't really do any planning.
Talking.
Any planning ahead
or
of time?
Planning? Okay.
Yeah, it's a theme.
Yeah. Hey, we don't do any planning here. This is, you know, that's the unique thing about the show is we're completely unscripted
and
uncharted territory.
Love it.
Yeah. What do you think of the studio?
I like it. I like it. It's nice. Yeah. Actually, this is a cool place.
You know, they don't make them like this anymore. Studios, that is.
No, that's true. That's true. I love it. This picture right here.
Right.
It's inspirational.
It's a picture of an old man holding a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I thought it would be perfect for the headquarters here in Buford, Georgia. Where are you from, Kevin?
I am from Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah,
the ATL.
The ATL.
You know, they call it Hot Atlanta.
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I heard that somewhere.
You heard that somewhere, but then we shot that person.
It's like, get out.
Yeah.
This is the Walking Dead city.
That's right.
There is no Hot Atlanta here.
So, fun fact, all of these zombies in Walking Dead are because they said Hot Atlanta.
They're from?
No, we shot them and then became a zombie. Yeah.
Those are all the zombies.
Yeah, that's it. That's
Have you heard of this other show that they're coming out with?
Yeah, like the spinoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I don't really know anything about it. I know they did like the All About Saul or whatever for the spinoff of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But
they're doing one for the Walking Dead. I don't know if we should be like promoting it. Right. I'm not going to promote it, but I'm also not going to degrade it.
There you go.
Is that the right word?
Well, yeah, I think that's fair. And beside, we don't really know anything about it.
So I know nothing.
But we've all met those people, though, right? People that like degrade someone even though they don't know anything about them.
Right. Yeah.
I hate that. That's tacky.
So, Kevin, you had something to say because, you know, this is the podcast where we talk about nothing.
Sure.
But something is said.
That's true.
Almost every time. So far, we're 4 for 4.
Look at that.
I know.
That's pretty good.
So, what do you have to say, Kevin?
What do I have to say? Well, I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
He's unprepared once again. Should we just play a song?
Rewind, right? Awesome. At first, when you were like, hey, you should do something, I was like, I can dance. And then I'm like, that's stupid because we're on the radio.
I did think about putting a camera.
Yeah, you could do like Periscope.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
No, I'm actually filming this right now. I don't know if you know where the cameras are hidden.
I'm going to guess it's the thing with the giant blinky light on it.
Crap, he found it in the teddy bear.
No, I... Well, you know, I think, you know, if you were to ask me, what do I have to say?
Yeah.
I've been, I'm actually about to start a new job.
What?
So I've had the last week or so off.
Yeah.
And so I've had time to think. I've learned a couple things. One, I don't do, like, just sitting at home very well, you know, because that's terrible.
Neither do I.
But I was watching a movie the other day called The Kingsman. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, my God. Love that movie.
Right? It's really good. It's got Samuel L. Jackson and a few others in it. But it's
got that lisp.
Yeah. It really threw me off when I first heard him because I was like, I was waiting for Nick Fury, right?
Right, right.
And that is not at all what was going on.
It did not happen.
No, but it had a quote. And it had a quote in the in the movie by...
I know you like quotes.
I do love quotes. I love a good quote. Do you have a favorite quote?
I think that could be a perfect quote. That could be my new favorite quote is that I love a good quote. Kevin Shaw.
That's right.
That could be my new favorite.
There it is. That doesn't really do anything though.
It does.
It doesn't inspire anything.
You know, it talks about how important quotes are.
That's true.
And how the love for a quote can be so deep. And I think Kevin Shaw is like, and then I could get your name out there to be like,
that's
Kevin
true.
Shaw said this.
That's true.
And I could put it on the website. I'll tweet it.
Nice. I like it. I like it.
No, what were you saying? Well,
it's like my new favorite quote, but it's by Ernest Hemingway, and he had a quote which was, and it's talked about in the movie, but the idea is, you know, they were talking about nobility, right? Because they're in England, and it's all about this guy who feels like he's not good enough.
Mm.
And the quote was, true nobility is not found in being better than your fellow man, but being found to be better than your former self. And so I got to thinking, I was like, so often I think so many of us try to, you know, compare ourselves to those around us. And either one, you get really arrogant and cocky and nobody likes that. Or, and potentially very detrimentally, you know, we look around and go, oh my gosh, I don't belong here. I don't measure up. And I just think, I don't know, that rather than having that mindset, it's better to look back on who we are and where we've come from as people and just try
compare,
to get better.
Compare yourself with yourself.
Yeah. So like
your past self.
You know, the question is, have you, or in my case, have I, you know, am I doing something today to make me better so that tomorrow I'm just constantly improving. And so I've kind of gotten on this sort of self-improvement, self-betterment kick, I guess.
Kind of
it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So like I learned to tile. which seems like a silly little thing, but I don't know.
See, I don't know if I could have ever done that.
I bet you could have. Oh, they have workshops. They're free at Home Depot.
You know, that is tempting. I love Home Depot.
Ah, the guy was really, really cool too. He, cause it was guy in his 20s, I think, sure. You know, and he was super friendly. They didn't make me feel stupid.
Yeah. You know, and, I feel almost more manly at Home Depot.
There you go.
I walk in and I'm like,
smell of sawdust.
Mm, I smell tools. Yeah. I'm going to go play with the tools. Right? I'll be back, Mom.
And you're like, you're super excited because you're like, I got this tool that's really great for this thing. And then it turns out it's for a boat and you don't own a boat.
But you have the tool now.
You have the tool.
And you're much cooler. And guys come over and visit, like, what's this tool for? I don't know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's super cool, man. You know, have you ever thought about, like, you know, writing to yourself from actually, past Kevin?
Look at that.
To future Kevin?
I have. And so I started a blog.
What?
Yeah. So I know it's funny not to tell you what the URL for it is.
Yeah.
But it's I need to have a few more inserts because I've got three different things I've been doing, but I don't know, just kind of a little bit. The theme for it's kind of living in the moment, mm-hmm. and just trying to be present.
That's okay. Yeah. And, put the blog, get a good nice few streams going.
There you go.
You know,
yeah, and I'll let you know what they're.
And then send it our way. You know, email us. You can email us at thegreenhousepodcast@icloud.com.
Or I'll comment on an Instagram photo.
Perfect.
Love it.
You know, we'll just mention your Twitter name at the end or something like that. And then people can kind of figure it out from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guys who invented Instagram, it was actually started out as a mess of an application. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, how it got started, but it was just a terrible application. It didn't really do anything very well. It tried to do everything, but not anything well.
Was it like just for editing photos?
It wasn't called Instagram and it didn't really have a theme yet. And so, they scrapped it and then started over and, they figured out, you know what? Photos.
Nice.
And then they got bought by Facebook for $1 billion. So,
wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how we did breakfast the other day. I was like, yeah, these eggs just did not work for me. Scrap it.
Lucky Charms.
Start over. Yeah.
Boom.
I'm pouring the cereal.
I love it.
That's awesome. Did you have anything else to say?
Well,
that's a lot to say.
There
so far.
It is. That's pretty heavy, right? I learned to drive stick shift.
What?
Yesterday, Scott Lundquist, which is a mutual friend, I think. You know Scott, right?
Lundquist. You know we're going to have him on the show soon.
Are you? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
He's going to be one of our guests.
Yeah, you know, he has a Dodge Challenger, so he does. Makes me feel like intrinsically cooler because, I mean, I like my car, but I drive a Beetle.
Yeah.
So let's be honest. I love my car, but it does not
it doesn't emanate compare.
Cool. No one goes, sure. Oh, that's a cool Beetle. Well, actually, sometimes that happens. I get people to give me the thumbs up.
I think it's a cool car.
Yeah, I like my car. Yeah. I like my car. But
nothing wrong with it.
No.
But it's not in the same category for sure.
No. If they were to race each other, I would lose.
You know, I think it's kind of like comparing movies sometimes. You know, there's a lot of good movies out there that I like. And
there you go. What's your favorite movie?
One of my favorite movies is the movie called Tron with a T.
Oh, yeah. No, I could have guessed that.
Tron.
I should have known.
Uh-huh.
Should have known.
Right?
Now, have you seen Harley Davidson? They're coming out with an electronic bike.
What?
It's called Livewire. It's actually the bike that was in the Avengers, the Age of Ultron.
Yes.
When there's that scene with Black Widow and she's driving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the new Harley.
Electric bike.
Well, and, you know, you read about it on their website and they're talking about how it's just like a concept thing.
Sure.
That's awesome. I want them to make that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's,
that's brilliant.
It totally sounds like a light bike.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
There you go.
I want one. You know, there's a Beijing, I think is where it's at right now. They just launched a place in Beijing at the Disneyland area.
Okay.
For a Tron themed part of Disneyland. There's a ride and everything. You get on the bike.
That would be cool.
It's super awesome. And there's a little video too of like just showing like the ideas and they've already got the bikes laying out. They got everything ready.
Yeah. So well, you know what I think would be cool is if they would if they would do like, because obviously virtual reality with the Oculus Rift and all that is kind of taken off. I think it'd be cool if they would do like a Tron themed like virtual reality game.
Yes,
wouldn't that be awesome? You could have like the Disc War, and then you could totally have like the laser light
tag.
Side. Yeah,
like
very much so.
Laser
tag,
dude. I used to go to laser tag all the time with my friends.
There you go.
And it was just like a digital game. Mm-hmm. It could be the same thing but with light discs.
There you go.
I don't know how we'd do it, but we'd do it.
You'd figure it out.
I say we go into business.
I love it.
You know, Kevin, I feel like I should have you on like as a weekly thing and just be like, this guy's got like some information and updates of what's going on out there because we got some really cool like updates and info.
I love it.
But how do you feel about moving on to the next section of the show?
Let's talk about it.
Have you ever heard of improv?
I've heard of improv.
How is he?
He's he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's a little upset because his girlfriend of like 3 years left him.
I thought I heard something about that on Facebook.
She said he was too spontaneous. Mm-hmm. She needed a little bit more consistency.
Is that a song?
No.
Okay.
Could be, though.
I feel like we should write it.
There it is.
Okay, cool. So this is, ladies and gentlemen, the improv section of our show. That is our improv theme.
Very nice.
I love that. Can you hear what it's actually saying? There's like words.
I got to be honest. I could tell it was saying something, but I don't know.
Favorite theme because I feel like it's going to be one day somebody's going to be sitting there hearing that song.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like 3 years down the line. They're going to be like, I figured it out.
There it is.
For those of you who can't see, I just slammed my hand on the table. I figured it out.
Well, I love it when... I was talking to a friend who we were listening to a song, and I don't even really remember what the song was, but I said, yeah, what I love about that song was were the lyrics. And they were like, I got to be honest, all I heard was the beat. They didn't catch the beat, you know, so.
What were the lyrics?
I think it was a Billy Joel song now that I think about it.
Nice. Yeah. So all right, cool. So this is the skit.
Okay.
If you're ready. So we do this thing on the show. For those of you who are just joining us, this is your first time listening to the show. We have these improv skits. They are random situations that we will throw our guest into, and we just go with the flow. You know, we have fun. It lasts a couple minutes. And these skits were sent to us by one of our fans, emailed to us, / texted. And we will kind of throw ourselves into it and play a character.
Ooh.
I know. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous because I really do have no idea
what's
about to happen.
All right. So this is the sketch.
All right.
So right now, an old high school buddy who was great at science invites me over after 30 years to show me their insane new invention.
Love it.
Now, in this scenario, you, sir, are the high school buddy.
Ooh.
That I have not seen in 30 years, and you invited me over to your house.
I love it.
So I have just walked into the door.
Okay.
Go.
Hey, Jordan, how's it going, man?
Kevin, long time no see. How you been?
I've been awesome. How you doing?
No, doing well, doing well.
I got you.
So, you know, I just got a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
It's a, he's been, he ran away.
Oh, That's really unfortunate.
I know.
Actually, you know, this is going to come in handy.
Yeah.
Do you know why I called you over?
Why did you call me over?
Well,
I got that phone call. I was just so confused.
So
it's been 30 years.
I know. Well, I was thinking about our time, you know, during high school. And I was thinking about, you remember that day on the football field where we were throwing the ball?
Yeah, and I caught it.
You caught it.
Right.
Do you remember what you told me?
I don't. I'm drawing a blank.
So you were asking me, because you said, hey, Kevin.
Yep.
And I don't know why you sound like an 80-year-old man in my, you know. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
You know what would be cool?
Different now.
Yeah. You know what would be cool?
Sure.
And I said, what? And you said, if we could fly.
Yes.
So I said, yeah.
No way.
That would be cool. So.
Don't tell me.
I figured it out.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We can fly?
Yeah, but not with a stupid airplane. No, no, no.
Sure.
Check it out. You drink this. Good.
Okay.
Drink it.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Tastes like pineapple, right?
It does.
Yeah, it's because of pineapple soupy. Now actually drink this other thing.
Okay, so
that's the actual, yeah.
I love that was delightful. All right, now I'm going to try this. Okay, okay.
Yeah. You feel any different?
Ah, gosh, I do feel a little different.
You can fly.
Am I flying right now?
No. You got to run.
I have to run. Okay.
You got to run.
Okay. I'm just going to build some speed.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to back up into the... Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
You're good.
You got a lot of stuff in this room.
I do.
It's a little crowded.
I do.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going
to... run?
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Kevin!
Hi, Jordan.
I'm flying!
You're flying!
It's beautiful up here.
Can you see your dog?
I can see my dog.
What's the dog's name?
His name is Sam. Sam, come back!
Does Sam know it's his name? Because you've had the dog for like a day.
It was only a day. Sam! Kevin, you're the best! We should hang out sometime!
I should go ahead and warn you about one thing.
What's that?
I don't actually know how for you to get down.
No! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Shaw. right here in the greenhouse today, in the house.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
That was a lot of fun. That was some good times, man. Very, very good. How did you invent this?
invent the power of flight?
The power of flight.
Well, my great-great-great-great-grandfather married one of the, you know, what are they? Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Yes,
One of their kids.
And so it was just passed along down. Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
That's how that came.
I can't believe.
That's not true at all.
I was actually flying, ladies and gentlemen.
It was magical.
All right, brilliant. So that was fun. That was fun. That's something you can expect, ladies and gentlemen, every episode on the Greenhouse Podcast. We will always have an improv situation and have a lot of fun with it. Nice. Now, next on the list, we have a small list here. We don't have an actual physical list. This is not scripted. However, this is something we do every single time on the Greenhouse Podcast. And that is, you've probably heard of this, we do questions and answers.
Ooh.
Now, the question comes from the guest from last time. His name is Alex Byers. Have you heard of him?
I have.
Lovely fellow.
He is a lovely fellow.
He is. He asked you three questions, but the cool thing is he didn't know it was you.
He didn't know it was me.
And you get to ask three questions right after.
Love it.
And you won't know who's going to be next.
Okay.
And it's not Sam. I'm kidding. All right, here we go. So it's going to be, you know what? I need to play the theme music.
We got answers for this week. And we got questions for next week.
Questions for next week. You like that one?
I do. I like that one. I could tell what that one was saying.
Could you hear that one?
I could hear that one.
That's a fun one.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Auto-Tune the News?
Auto-Tune the News.
It's like a YouTube video channel thing.
I wish I did.
It's really, really good. You should totally check it out.
Are you asking me if I heard it or if I saw it?
I guess both. Because I got to be honest, you could enjoy it either way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Heard it or saw it.
It's fantastic.
But is it meant to be heard or is it meant to be saw?
It's kind of both, because basically what it does is it splices together different news clips, but auto-tunes them. So it makes it seem like they're singing the news.
Yeah.
It's really, really
fun. Reminds me of a lot of the other YouTube channels where they dub voices.
Yeah,
over
really, really similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty fun.
I'll have to look into it.
You should check it out.
All right, cool. Awesome. So question number one, Kevin, I'm going to play a clip.
All right.
And it is actually Alex. It's weird. He's not actually here, but we're going to hear him.
I love it.
Question number one. Okay, so first question. Really lame, but still, here it goes. If you could have one superpower, what superpower would that be? And why would you want that? There it is.
I love it. So, you know, this question has been posed to me a surprising number of times throughout my life.
I wonder why.
And I'm going to go ahead and not give the typical answers, because I think, you know,
sure,
everybody's going to say something like flight or teleportation or time travel. But
we've already flown today.
So then, you know, I like the idea of teleportation, but I like to put a little twist on it.
Mm.
So I like the idea that, you know, I can walk into any Starbucks, right? And then when I'm leaving Starbucks, I can magically pick which Starbucks I'm leaving. So I walk into the one, you know, in Woodstock, Georgia, and then when I'm leaving, I can pick that I'm leaving the one in Hawaii and
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You must like Starbucks.
I love Starbucks. And so that answers the question for why. One, Brilliant. I'd get to travel and I'd get a lot of coffee.
And you get a lot of coffee.
Right.
And you'd meet a lot of new people. There's always interesting people in Starbucks.
It's true.
Hey, next time you're there, if you ever get the superpower, invite them to the show, man.
I should.
Let them know about the podcast.
I should.
Tell them the website.
You know, I have a few friends that work at Starbucks.
Do you really?
They would totally be willing to come on here. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? But only if you figure out this whole superpower thing.
Well, I'll look into it.
Okay, sounds good. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Second question is, if you could have one meal, one meal, not yams, you can't use that as taken, or potatoes. If you could have one meal for the rest of your life, it sucks, but if you could, one meal, what would you pick?
Oh, man.
Only one meal.
For the rest of your life?
For the rest, I mean, that's really drastic.
Ooh, that's rough. I would probably,
I don't think I've had anything for all my life.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm going to give you the boring answer, which is probably some sort of burger from like the Vortex.
A hamburger.
I do love a good burger from the Vortex. Yeah.
But only the one burger.
Yeah.
I know.
See, that's rough.
Tough.
But like if I was to, and I know this isn't really answering his question, my favorite meal is Christmas morning. My mom, ever since I've been little, has made this brunch, and it's got like strata and like, oh, I love good apple butter. Have you ever had good apple butter?
Oh, I know good apple butter. There you go, trust right? me, sir.
Oh my gosh.
Trust me.
So you do that, you do some eggs.
So if you could kind of wrap that whole experience into a thing that you could do every day
without
feeling like it's happening every day,
yeah,
that's what you do?
I think so. But, you know, part of the magic of that's happening on Christmas. And
I know.
That's tricky.
But if maybe, like, if you repeated the day and you didn't know you were repeating it for the rest of your life.
Well, what I love about meals is kind of the community aspect to it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Good point. Good point. Cool. Well, I feel like you answered the question. I'll give you a C+.
Ooh. All right.
Well done. Now that we're rating,
I'm glad I didn't fail.
We're not.
Sorry,
actually.
Sir, your meal choice is an F.
Okay, goodbye.
Awesome.
All right. All right.
Third question. If you were running down the street being chased by, no, not zombies, velociraptors,
what
would you do if you just randomly stopped, turned around, and you saw it right in front of your face? What would you say?
Not do, but what would you say?
What would you say? Yep.
Awesome. Perfect. And that is number three.
All right. So I want this to be a family-friendly show. And to be fair, if I'm getting chased by velociraptors, I got to feel like I would not say something that's family-friendly.
I haven't found the beeping out button yet.
That's fair. Well, and you know, I wouldn't say that anyway. So I feel like the movies have velociraptors all wrong. I feel like deep down, they're really like dogs.
Yeah.
So I feel like you could try.
I could see that.
Yeah. Squirrel. And see if they freak out.
That'd or be if cool. they just look in the other direction.
Right. Or if they are, you know, it's been posed that maybe they're really, really intelligent. Then say, you know just what that one said about you. And see if you get them fighting each other.
You know what that's, you know what that one said about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He said you're fat.
Oh, snap.
So.
And then they fight each other.
And then they fight each other.
Genius.
You know.
It's kind of like running away.
Right.
And outrunning your friend. So you don't. Yeah.
Right, right. It's like dousing your friend in honey when it's getting chased by a bear and saying you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun your friend.
And put them in honey.
Right.
Brilliant. I love it. So, Kevin, do you have three questions for our next guest?
Three questions for our next guest.
Yeah, you get to pick three questions, and they can be any question you want.
All right, I love
like
it.
I'm just no rules. Extending the
no rules
to be like the exact same thing.
Okay.
And it could be any question.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, question number one, if you could have a meal with anyone, dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Who would it be and why?
Nice.
Question number two. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
That's a good one.
Ever. And then...
Yeah, wow. That's a really good one.
And then,
what is the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
Well, I think... So I just got married.
Yeah.
I've been married for like 2 months, which
two
is
months
the best
now.
Decision I've ever made in my
really?
Life. Yep. Best friend. She's beautiful. She's better than I deserve. So
shout out to Shari.
Her name's Brooke. She's amazing. So I think the best advice I was given was to never stop dating your wife. And, you know, I can't speak from years of experience. I've been married
sure.
2 months.
2 months.
But everything's going well so far.
Nice.
And I think it's important to make sure that the people you value know it and don't
right.
forget it.
That's really good.
For you not to forget it.
That's really good. I can't wait to hear the person's answer next time.
Right? It won't be as good, but it's okay.
Yeah, of course. question number three.
So, question number three would be, if you could relive any one day of your life, knowing that it wouldn't change who you are today. So in other words, you can't like go back in time to undo a mistake. That's not
Brilliant.
What I'm getting at. But like, what one day do you look back on and go, that was the perfect day? That's the day. If I could live over again, I
nice.
Totally would.
Good choice.
What would that be and why? I guess once you
Good
know
question.
What the day is, you would know, but yeah.
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 I love it. Kevin Shaw, everyone. Man full of questions and a man full of answers.
Not very good answers.
You know, he's got a lot to say, at least. He's got a lot to say. And you know, at least we talked about nothing with someone to say.
There it is.
That's that is the theme of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us for the Greenhouse Podcast, where we talk to people right here from Georgia, friends of mine, sometimes acquaintances. All right, one more thing before we go. I just want to ask you real quick, Kevin.
Yeah.
What is your Instagram handle or Twitter handle, whatever
yeah,
you have,
yeah, yeah.
as far as social networking? Because I'm sure people want to follow you.
I don't know about that, but I use on Instagram the letter I K Shaw, SHAW.
With an sh.
Something like that, yeah.
SHAW. Okay, cool.
You got it. That's my last name.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Here on the Greenhouse Podcast, in the house.
You know what you could ask guests?
I could ask
so
many
like
things.
Pretty much everybody that comes on your show is from the Atlanta area, right?
They are, yeah.
But I always think it's interesting to find out people's favorite like place to go or thing to check out.
Dude.
So I think that could be like a little thing to throw in there.
Bro.
There it is.
That's the key. So I think that's a great idea. What's your favorite place to go in Georgia?
Well,
as far as restaurants, maybe, you know,
I'm actually not going to give you a restaurant.
Oh,
a thing I recommend trying if you've got a date and you need somewhere to go, but you really want to talk to the person. You don't want to just like dinner and a movie's fun. I love a good movie.
Everybody does.
But IMAX on, I think it's Thursdays or Fridays, does a thing called Martinis and IMAX.
Yes.
So for like a few bucks, you get an IMAX movie, which is kind of cool. But then they have live music and you can get martinis, and then it's a beautiful area.
And it's $3.
No. Oh, okay. It's like...
you just said a few bucks.
It's a few bucks.
But, nice.
But no, I mean, I think it's like maybe only $5 a person.
That's great.
Yeah, it's totally worth checking out.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's a great idea. I think I'm going to incorporate it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have feedback and ideas for the show, feel free to email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com and make sure to check out our website at thegreenhousepodcast.com. Thanks for joining us right here on the only show that you can hear my voice and somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.